This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We continue our look now at Michigan's film industry. Earlier this week, we talked with a Michigan actor who found that film producers, by and large, headed to greener pastures and other states when Michigan's film subsidies were dramatically cut. And we heard from the outgoing director of the Michigan Film Office. She points to the $58 million in available tax subsidies for fiscal 2013 and promises that movies can and will be made in our state. Today, we're joined by Scott Watkins, an economist with the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing. Scott, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Well, when then-Governor Granholm launched the big movie production effort in 2008, the thinking was basically set up a vibrant new sector that could help Michigan's economy diversify, especially after decades of auto-related job loss, and give jobs to Michigan people who might otherwise be heading out of state or having no jobs. Do you think overall that was a desirable goal?
Well, I think the goal to diversify and attract new industry and provide new employment opportunity for residents in a state is an attractive goal and a good goal to have. But at the end of the day, you have to ask what's being sacrificed in order to meet that goal and how the funds to run the program are going to be used and how sustainable that program really is in the long term for the state.
So, Scott, why do you think, explain to us why you think the film tax credit program did not make sense for meeting these goals?
Well, it was simply set up in an unsustainable fashion. It was taking too much money that could have been used for other purposes and investing it to attract very short-term employment within the state. And it was employing a lot of people and certainly employing a lot of folks from Michigan, but it was also helping to bring in a part-time industry, more or less, where you'd have temporary operations on temporary sets and temporary locations. Once that project was done, the industry would go back home until another project came in.
Now, the supporters of the tax incentives say, had the incentive program been given more time, that the infrastructure, such as studios and post-production houses, would have been created. And so it would have stayed put, and people would have been trained to do those production and tech jobs. So it would have really set down roots, and the industry would have been vibrant. But your view of that?
Well, if you simply look at California, where the industry was more or less born and raised, they are struggling to keep film jobs within California despite all of the infrastructure and the years of experience that they have. And film jobs are being lured to other states away from California because of the cash incentives like Michigan had offered. So that didn't work in California despite all of the experience and all of the assets that they have there. At the end of the day, the jobs will go to where the greatest incentive is, regardless of how sustainable that level of incentive really is.
So how do you think, looking forward, how would you recommend incentives of any kind or support from the state, shall we put it, be structured in order to foster a film business in Michigan?
Well, it's important to note that the credits that we have in place today are set up differently than what they were under the previous administration. Under the previous administration, it was widely recognized that the tax incentive program for the film industry was one of the most generous and one of the most relaxed in terms of process and review within the country. So it was widely regarded in that light and open to be somewhat taken advantage of, and certainly that helped create jobs. But what we have today is an incentive program that directs a higher level of incentive towards expenditures that go to hiring Michigan residents. So that incentivizes the industry to hire people in Michigan, train them, and build up their skills, as opposed to the old program under which there wasn't any incentive for that. They would bring in talent from out of state, bring in set workers, construction workers, get the credit, and then that talent would leave the state once the project was done. Similarly, there's in the new program a greater incentive for using an approved facility within Michigan, which would be a soundstage or a production studio that's already been built or that may be built in the future. So it's encouraging the use of the assets that we have here, and that helps give confidence to those who are investing in those assets and who may have built those assets to continue to maintain those. So the program that is in place today does do a lot of things that the other program didn't in terms of encouraging long-term investment in Michigan citizens and Michigan's assets for the industry.
And harkening back to that word that you used at the beginning, which was sustainability.
Correct. This will hopefully build up the talent within the state, build up the experience of the workforce, and it will reward the industry for hiring locally and hiring people within Michigan, which is exactly what an incentive needs to do.
Scott Watkins, can I ask you to give me the economist's eye response to the argument from movie credit proponents when they talk about the multiplier effect that every dollar of taxpayer funding of movies would generate $6 in economic activity in Michigan because of this multiplier effect?
Well, you can take that dollar and it can create additional economic activity in the state, but you have to think about what else that dollar could have been used for. It's basically taking $1 out of your pocket or my pocket as taxpayers and directing it to this specific industry. Could we individually have done something more productive with that dollar had it not been taken and directed toward this industry? Maybe, maybe not, but that's the type of question that the proponents aren't asking. They're just assuming that that is the best use of that dollar, and they're not allowing for consideration of alternative uses.
Scott, thanks for talking with us today. Scott Watkins is a senior analyst with the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing.
Thank you, Cindy.